Hello.
Hello, good evening. My name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you a registered voter in the state of Florida?
Sure, I'll play real quick.
Okay. It is very quick, I promise. Thank you. What is your current official party voter registration on file with your county elections office? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent?
Republican.
Yeah, thank you.
I can speed this along for you.
Okay. When there is a Republican primary election in Florida, do you always do you vote always, most of the time, some of
always.
The time? Thank you. Do you recognize the name Ron DeSantis?
Yes.
Do you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of Ron DeSantis?
Favorable.
What about Donald Trump?
Mid.
So neutral or no opinion? Or unfavorable?
That's hard to peg. Not my favorite. I don't wholly dislike him, but he's not my favorite.
So how should I record it? Unfavorable?
Neutral.
Or neutral? Okay, thank you.
Neutral.
What about Rick Scott?
Neutral. Actually,
what about
favorable? He's not bad. I like
him. Thank you. What about Keith Gross?
I don't know enough about him. Can you tell me his elected position real quick?
I'm not really sure.
Oh, okay.
So it's fine. It is just based on your opinion. So so if the Republican, in the 2024 Republican primary elections for Florida U.S. Senate seat were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Rick Scott and Keith Gross?
Rick Scott.
Do you strongly support Scott or somewhat support Scott?
If he's running for re-election, I would strongly support him. I think he did a pretty good job as governor, and he's doing a pretty good job as senator.
Okay.
He's not my favorite. Senator Marco Rubio is better than he is, but it is what it is, right?
Okay. Funny you say that, because the next question is, do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance as Florida U.S. Senator?
Approve.
Do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on reducing federal spending and the size of the federal government?
Approve.
Do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on protecting Social Security?
That's a little bit more nuanced, but I'll go ahead and just say approve.
Thank you. During the 2022 election, Rick Scott served as the chair of the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee and was in charge of helping the GOP take control of the Senate. Despite favorable political conditions, including the unpopularity of Joe Biden and a poor economy, Republican Senate candidates in many key states lost races most thought they would win.
Correct.
Some blame Scott's suggestion to cut Social Security as a reason. Does Scott's failure make you more likely to vote for him, less likely to vote for him, or does it have no effect on your vote?
I don't agree with the premise of the question. It had a lot more to do with other things than his position on Social Security and Medicare, I promise you. There was a lot more going on than just that.
So for this question, since we have more likely, less likely, and no effect on your vote,
no effect.
Finally, I'm going to ask you again, if the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida's U.S. Senate seat were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Rick Scott and Keith Gross?
Rick Scott.
I'm sorry. But I'm going to do it again. Do you strongly support Scott or somewhat support Scott?
Somewhat support Scott.
Thank you. What is your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 and 49?
15 35 and 49.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Caucasian?
I'm white.
Do you consider yourself Cuban American?
Nope.
In terms of your gender identification, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
I don't think it has to do with identification. I was born a man, and I'm a man.
Okay, so just so we can get recorded, male, female, or something else?
You know what, just to have fun, you put something else.
No,
just
it,
to have fun.
You told me first, so it is already recorded. I just need you to tell me for demographic purposes. Promise you that.
Male.
Thank you. All right, then. Thank you very much. This concludes our survey, and have a
appreciate
wonderful
it.
Day.
You too. Thanks.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.